The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Watch ya, and welcome to the Odd Pod for Monday. With pubs all over the larger adjacent island about to shut their doors, a man has kept the spirit of the pub crawl alive by systematically drinking in each room of his house. This guy will not let a small detail like not being able to enter pubs stop him from having a pub crawl. Last night was mental, he said, rubbing Solpadeine into his gums. It started off all civilised with a can of Stella in the living room. My wife was watching Corrie, so it wasn't exactly my preferred sports bar atmosphere. I decided to move into the kitchen for tinny number two. That turned out to be a great move because the venue had a great selection of crisps. As I'd started a crawl, I thought I might as well carry on having the next drink upstairs in the baby's room. By unfortunate coincidence, our daughter woke up halfway through my brilliant rendition of an Oasis song. Champagne supernova got her back off to sleep, though. Next up was the bathroom, where I decided to do shots. Several capfuls of Listerine later, I wasn't feeling too good, but it didn't matter because the toilet was right there. My wife wasn't best pleased as she was having a wee at the time. No matter, I could instantly make amends because next up was the master bedroom and I was now in the mood for love. By then my wife reminded me I hadn't yet had a drink in the shed. What would I do without her? Weirdly, when I tried to get back into the house, the door was locked, so I slept under the stairs. Well, under the trampoline in the garden, actually. Fortunately, I was woken up at 8:30 when a fox tried to eat my face. Otherwise, I'd have been late for work. Now then, which room did I leave my coat in?
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.